In this bulletin, the US president calls the handling of the French submarine deal clumsy. The United Nations warns the world is facing a climate catastrophe. And Australian swimmer Kyle Chalmers has set a new short course world record in the men's 100-metre freestyle. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The United States President Joe Biden has met with French President Emmanuel Macron in the wake of a diplomatic dispute over a mishandled submarines deal. The two leaders met on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rome. It was the first time they've met in person since the rift which left France upset that its contract to build submarines for Australia was torn up in favour of a US-UK agreement. President Biden has admitted his administration bungled the orchestration of the deal.
I think what happened was, to use an English phrase, what we did was clumsy. It was not done with a lot of grace. I was under the impression certain things had happened that hadn't happened. But I want to make it clear, France is an extremely valued partner. Extremely. And a power in and of itself.
President Macron says the dispute is now in the past.
The U.S. was not the only party at stake, as President Ford said. And now what's important is precisely to be sure that such a situation will not be possible for our future. Stronger coordination, stronger cooperation.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he feels positive that Australia and France are starting to rebuild the relationship after the fallout over the submarines contract. Mr. Morrison has arrived in Rome for the first in-person meeting of G20 leaders since the onset of the pandemic. Shortly before he departed for Rome, Mr. Morrison had his first phone call since the dispute with President Macron, who told him it was up to Canberra to repair the broken trust between their two countries. Mr. Morrison spoke to reporters at the airport just after he landed in Rome.
Australia and France have so many shared interests. Our interests are shared in the Indo-Pacific. And the way you build back those relationships is you work together on the things that matter to us both. And the Indo-Pacific, our policies on oceans, our policies on technology, particularly moving towards a net zero economy, all of these are shared interests.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is careening towards a climate catastrophe with the current global emissions pledges. He says collectively the pledges won't be enough to keep a global temperature rise below 2 degrees.
Even if recent pledges were clear and credible, and there are serious questions about some of them, we are still careening towards climate catastrophe. And at the best-case scenario, temperatures will still rise well above 2 degrees. And that is a disaster.
Antonio Guterres says concrete action is needed now to reduce global emissions by 45% by 2030. Queen Elizabeth has been ordered by doctors to rest for at least another fortnight. The 95-year-old monarch has been told to avoid official visits and perform only light desk duties as a sensible precaution. Buckingham Palace says the Queen has a firm intention to attend a service of remembrance for military veterans on November 14. The Queen has recorded a video address for delegates at the Climate Change Summit in Glasgow after she was forced to withdraw from attending the event in person. Victoria's COVID-19 restrictions have further eased as the state closes in on an 80% double-dose vaccination mark. The changes, which came into effect from 6 o'clock last night, mean regional Victoria and Melbourne have reunited under the same rules. Tonight, Melbourne's Sydney Meyer Music Bowl will host a concert before a fully vaccinated crowd of up to 4,000 to mark the lifting of restrictions. Roger Field, the CEO of the organisation Live Nation Entertainment, says the event will signify a major turning point for live acts.
It's been a really challenging almost 2 years for our industry, but tomorrow night represents the dawn of a return, a confident return, and I know I speak on behalf of thousands of workers in our industry and the millions of fans that come to our shows when I say that I think tomorrow kicks off a very strong resurgence.
And in sport, Australian swimmer Kyle Chalmers has set a new short course world record in the men's 100-metre freestyle. 23-year-old Chalmers took gold at the Swimming World Cup in Kazan, Russia, after completing the race in 44.84 seconds. Well, now today's weather. Perth, a sunny day and 24 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, a top of 18. A shower or two forecast in Melbourne, 16. A shower or two for Hobart, a top of 15. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 17 degrees. Similar conditions in Wollongong, heading for 18. Partly cloudy in Sydney today and 20. Similar conditions forecast for Newcastle, a top of 22. Brisbane, showers and a possible storm, 33. Mostly sunny in Cairns, 33 degrees. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 35. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.